This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest grew to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He announced his retirement at the end of the 2020 season, making the move to the broadcast booth. And he's here today to talk about NASCAR's return to the Kansas Speedway this weekend with the Hollywood Casino 400. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Clint Bowyer.
Are you on your way back in? You already here, Mr. Bowyer?
Kansas, baby. It's going to be a fun weekend. Big weekend. It's getting down the... I guess we call it, in Kansas, we call it duck cutting time, right?
Is that right? What are you doing? Because I feel like during the week now, you just go buck-ass wild. You're just out doing whatever you want because you don't have to focus on the race coming up.
Well, I mean, obviously, you guys stay in tune with it. I mean, it'll be, come February, Daytona 500.
Sure.
Or the L.A. Coliseum, by the way. Did you see that information?
No.
Coming out, our first race of the year is going to be the clash at the L.A. Coliseum, inside the Coliseum.
How is that possible?
The Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome. I know it. They're going to pave a temporary racetrack inside of it. It's going to go down. The boys are going to throw down on it, and that'll be our first broadcast. And then the Daytona 500 will start a couple weeks after that. But that's going to be a big one.
That'll be insane. The clash at the Coliseum. I'm looking at the mock-ups that they did, you know. That seems impossible. That seems impossible.
And even more than that, a quarter-mile racetrack. I mean, we're talking literally a running track with these, you know, race cars all over it, beating and banging. It's going to be a bull ring. They're going to wreck, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. Hopefully somebody will get, you know, maybe their ass kicked or something.
Yes.
It'll be good. It'll be epic.
See, dude, this would drive me crazy if it were you. You know, because this is what you wanted. This is the stuff you lived for, man. Like, this is the fun stuff. NASCAR is finally figuring out, man, you better make this a little more exciting. You better bring some more heat to this. You cannot homogenize racing.
Timing hasn't been the best. I was a dirt racer, obviously, grew up in Kansas, racing around Lakeside, all the Midwestern dirt tracks, and then retire the first race out, they put dirt on Bristol, my favorite racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you kidding me? Now, just like you said, to your point, they're going to pave the L.A. Coliseum. We're going to be racing inside that. So it's, it's painful, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Sure it is.
When those guys are down there pissed off with one another and everybody's laughing at them because everybody loves to watch guys get, you know, mad, right?
Sure.
It's fun to watch people get pissed.
Yeah.
I'll be the guy laughing instead of the guy being laughed at.
That's it. Or the other guy with the poor bastard on the end of your knuckles, like getting smacked around. Poor Newman or Gordon. Both those two bastards still got PTSD.
Picking yourself up off the ground, wondering what in the hell am I doing?
Yes, you are. As far as I know,
so that's going to be killer. But man, we got to settle this deal for this year. 21's got to have a champion. It's getting down to it, man.
Yes,
Kansas is obviously. This last round right here before the you know, Championship Four in Phoenix, this is the middle round right here in Kansas. We just had Texas, mile and a half track. Obviously, the Hendrick cars were still dominant. Larson's still killing them, just like always this year. And, going back to a mile and a half, I would think the same thing's going to happen. I mean, the crazy thing about Kansas is, you know, we all get there and you get settled in and it's a long run. Everybody's like, man, I don't know. Kind of looks like they're going to, you know, dominate. Maybe we should leave, and all hell breaks loose. A caution happens.
Of course.
Throws the whole thing for a loop. Cars are staying out, cars you're having to pick because of fuel, take tires, whatever, and literally all hell breaks loose and you never know who's going to win it. So that is something wild about Kansas, and it's been, you know, for the last several years, we go back there thinking, man, I don't know, ought to be a calm weekend, and it's everything but that.
Oh, listen, I remember a few years ago between 2 and 3, it was like there were ghosts out there. It was just nonstop problems on that stretch, and you couldn't finish a race. And it does make it exciting, man, when you don't know how it's going to play out, how the field is going to go. And then it starts getting messy and people start getting nervous and their hands get a little off. And so they just start bumping each other. And that's a high speed track.
And hands get a little bit off, maybe on purpose, maybe
yeah.
not.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, man, my hands got off. Johnny said it. Yeah. Hey, man.
It wasn't my fault. It was a long race.
I'd be damned. I wrecked you.
But isn't that racing?
That's what I'm saying, and it happens there for several reasons, obviously because of the track, but obviously because, you know, the money on the line. I mean, we're talking pay window open big time at the end of the year like this. Just because you're out of you know, racing for a championship, all those guys in that top 16, you can still – so you went out the last car, you know, in 16th place on that first cutoff round. You can still finish fifth, you know, and I'm talking – probably a couple million dollars difference. So those guys are racing their butts off trying to figure out, you know, trying to get the best they can because there's a lot of business there on the tail end of this thing come Phoenix. So sure. It gets pretty wild.
Look, this,
you know, you may have got a, like Harvick, right? Felt like he got knocked out of the round and then he went after Chase at Charlotte and then wrecked himself trying to keep from him retaliating. I mean, it was entertainment at its finest.
Well, look, it's all, this world is about love or money, right? You get married for love or money. It's either you're in the championship or I got to get paid. And that's what I think people have missed about the design of NASCAR now is it is worth staying in and watching it. It's, you know, because people complain about the new rules and they this and that. Everybody's got to complain about everything, right? But you know, that is a great point, man. There's still so much money on that table. And again, when it stops being about love, let it be about money.
No, it's always about money. You can learn to love, Johnny. You got to get yourself figured out, bud.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if you're not going to get that trophy and it's not going to be the love of the world, you know what I mean. It's.
I know, I'm teasing.
You are. But
no, but man, I'm serious. That's why Kansas is wild, unpredictable. You know, a very predictable race as far as who's going to be fast, who's not. But, man, all it takes is that one trigger to set everything on fire, and that's a caution.
More importantly, the most important news of the day. You heard, I'm sure, that X Factor and Red Extreme have had a huge falling out at the Arrowhead Stadium, and X Factor has been banned for life, the cheesehead guy.
Man, I don't know. I grew up going to Arrowhead, and one thing that you could just count on was that lunatic being there with all of his gear on, his get-up, you know? And
yeah, sure.
I don't know what the hell happened. It's a different world we're living in, Johnny.
Hey, listen, we talked to Red Extreme. That was the red dude who used to be his compatriot. And apparently, he told us that he was mad because X-Factor believes the cheesehead guy, that he slipped it to his girlfriend many years prior, and that was the beginning of their big falling out.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, man. I mean, that's right. All about maybe you had more spirit than him.
It's such a weird world.
I didn't know the Arrowhead parking lot was like the I mean, you know, there's problems in that, too. I thought everybody got along and had fun and drank too much that's the only stadium, by the way, and this is why I love it. It's the only stadium I've ever been to where you just raise hell before the game, right? We see everybody. I mean, Bills Mafia, I'm telling you, them boys up there do it right. My wife's from upstate New York. I've been up there. Them boys, they get after it. But they still make the game. I've seen almost every game I've ever been to, people that you see walking through that parking lot, man, they better get it together.
Yeah, because they're not going to make it.
Pull the reins up a little bit. They ain't going to make the game. Hell no. You walk by their camp and they're sitting there passed out with their tickets in their hand. You're like, my God, man, you bought tickets, you paid good money for them, and you overread before the game ever started, and here you are passed out all by yourself with nobody. and then X Factor took your girlfriend into the deal, and the rest is history. I mean, that's how it works.
We used to get those at Rockfest. That's true.
It's white trash days of your lives.
It is white trash days of your lives. And it's at Rockfest, we used to get those. We'd call them rock lobsters. They wouldn't make it in the gate. They'd pass out, no shirt on, and nobody would turn them over. And you'd see them walking around later, completely red on one side and bone fish belly white on the other, wondering what in the hell happened that day. It's just good times.
Hey, over-ribbed. Happens to the best of us.
Right, right. You are. It's just so much crazy stuff. Hey, somebody had texted, and I never heard this. Your mom and dad, because I, you know, like you, my mom and dad, thankfully, are still with me, and they're never afraid to drop an embarrassing story from my childhood. I didn't realize your mom told that wrestling story to the world this year earlier. Somebody pointed out, and I'd literally missed that.
Oh, yeah. You do enough interviews, and I guess everything comes out. I mean, it's just no different than anything else. We're clear back to my 4 years old of age, right? That's what stories we're telling. I mean, the emails went clear back to 4 years old stories right now.
Oh.
And, yeah, I got set up, man. Went to a wrestling match, pull up there thinking, all right, everything's good. All my cowboy buddies, they're out wrestling. I look up, and there's a chick. There's a girl in front of me that I got to wrestle, and I was, like, completely confused. Next thing I know, I'm on my back, and the dude's putting his hand down on the mat, and, yeah, got sacked, bud. And by the way, my wife's been here watching me do this interview, and it's still that way today. Like, literally, still whatever she says, it's like she said, come on, we got to go. Yeah,
I got you.
Still getting my ass kicked by females.
Oh, brother, listen, man. I hope it's a great fun weekend for you in town. You get to see all your family, and it'll be a good time at the race, man. I'm glad it's going well for you. Anything you got going, man? You know, you're always welcome here, brother. I love talking racing with you.
And big weekend. Everybody's excited about it. Everybody's charged up. Looking forward to a lot of barbecue as always. Good restaurants, good time, and then the Chiefs play. And I'm looking forward to that as well. All my buddies over in Nashville, it is on.
Oh, hey, last thing. I believe I was boat stalking your house at the Ozarks a few weekends ago. I had rented a boat, and I went over to visit a friend, Chris Guerin, and he goes, I think Boyer lives across the cove down a few, and where, and I'm not going to say anything like that, but I went back and forth in front of this poor person's house. I don't know if it was yours or not. So if you saw a strange rental boat going back and forth, that you know.
Hey, you should have used mine. Somebody needs to use it. So
yeah.
As I just advertised that to the world, I'm sure that I just opened Boyer's rental off of Lake Ozark. Yeah, thanks for that, Johnny. Next time you get over there, call me. Let's have a good time.
All right, brother. Listen, I love you. Take care, man. Hold on. I don't know if it was his or not. We weren't sure. And yeah. Gary goes, I'm sure it is. And he goes, but I'm not sure. Because he hasn't officially.
Right.
Right? And so it looked like there was somebody in there. And so I was like, right? And then I thought, it's too weird to text, right? Because I have a second text him, but like, hey, are you at your house right now?
I'm right outside.
I'm looking in the back window.
I think I see you.
Yeah, no.
I'm not.
I'm not doing that. Like,
I'm in Sweden.
And then he's like, that's not even my house, you weirdo. Like, I can't do it.
Some chicks in there, 9-1 already dialed.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are.
They just rent boats to any stupid dick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,